Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The only morning show to have their Facebook profile photos declined twice. Ugly. Chad and Ballsy, weekday mornings on The Wolf.
Good day. Friday is here, and we welcome that.
I think. Game day. Game day.
That's right.
So let's focus on things we're used to. Game day.
7:45 is kickoff
time. Yeah, it's weird because Hamilton and Calgary are first. So that'll be interesting. Yeah. Bo's playing. Bo's back. So
right. Okay.
Ben Hebert wants to get interviewed on my pregame show. Okay. Ben Hebert, you know, our friend sure. Ben Hebert, Ryder fan, a former Thunder curler.
Yeah.
It has to be over the phone because he doesn't want to come down live because he doesn't know, because he is coming to the game. He's being on TSN and Roar of the Rings thing. Yeah. But he won't come live because he wants to watch his bromance guy, Bo Levi Mitchell.
Yeah, his buddies with Bo Levi.
Well, they got
Mitchell.
A Bo and Benny show now. And so they're good buddies. Now they're neighbors.
Yeah, I gotcha.
They work out together and everything. So I got to watch the Stamps game. Like. Oh, am I going to rip him?
I was going to say, he's probably not safe.
Wolf News.
Okay, so don't forget your mask as you head out the door today. As of midnight, masks are now mandatory in all public spaces in Saskatchewan to help curb the spread of COVID-19. As of October 1st, vaccine passports will be needed to access a variety of services in the province. Scott Moe didn't have nice words to say for the unvaccinated yesterday, saying, quote, "We've been very patient, possibly too patient, and that time for patience is now over." Saskatchewan farmers are still ahead of the usual pace when it comes to harvest. Roughly three-quarters of the crop is off provincially. Eventually, unfortunately, much of the crop is damaged or well below ideal.
Yeah.
And I don't know why they did this, but Health Canada has changed the name of the three approved COVID vaccines. So this isn't just Canada changing them. So I guess it doesn't really matter, but if you got a Pfizer, it's called Comirnaty now.
Okay.
If you got Moderna, it's called Spikevax. And if you got AstraZeneca, it's now Vaxzevria. So...
Oh, I thought AstraZeneca was clot shot.
Yeah, oh, that's what some people called it back in the day. Yeah, I'm sure. They're just name changes. Nothing in the properties of the vaccine have changed, but it's just, it's like...
Yeah, but okay, but if I show up at the game today with my card that says Pfizer, are they going to let me in because it's not changed?
Well, that's the thing. It's like, why change it now? You've got a whole bunch of people who are hesitant about getting the vaccine, and now you're changing the names?
And I don't know if you know this or not, but it wouldn't be out of boredom, I don't think. You got other things to do.
Yeah, I just don't understand. Like, some government officials get paid to do...
Nothing.
Yeah.
Mess things up.
I don't get it.
They're both the only ones doing their job if they're messing things up because they're doing it consistently. Cody Fajardo is listed as the starter tonight when the Riders tangle with the Argos. As Chad and I mentioned, 7:45 kickoff. Saskatchewan's been the most penalized team so far this year. 68 penalties for 600 yards. How about this? Speaking of penalized, Riders defensive lineman A.C. Leonard was suspended 2 games because he wouldn't take a piss test. Yeah. Now he's been suspended an additional game because he abused the official who wanted to take said P test verbally, and so for that unacceptable behavior, he gets an extra game. Now, Andrew Harris basically takes a rider's head off with a helmet. Like, he rips the helmet right off the guy's head. Probably took the head, too.
Yeah.
He just got, like, a fine, which they won't disclose, probably because it'll be paid in Canadian Tire money.
Yeah.
So Andrew Harris, he's fine. Other guy gets mad because it's after a game and he probably been punched in the you-know-what 3 times, and then he couldn't take a pee right away, so he got mad. So whatever, it is what it is. Here are the Giants. The New York Giants, 29-27. They're playing the Washington football team. Washington lines up for a game-winning field goal. The guy misses it, but the Giants went offside. So Hopkins gets to do it again, and old Dusty nails a 43-yarder. Washington wins the game 30-29.
That sounds very close to familiar, doesn't it?
Yeah. Now, I don't like Tom Brady, but I admit he's a really good player, okay?
Yeah.
But Brady says... Him and Gronk, they shoot a video, him and Gronk are out in the practice field, dressed up like a couple of retirees with the hats and the oversized sunglasses, answering questions from fans. And Brady said, you know what? He could see himself playing a 50 now. He's 44. Totally unrelated news. Tom Brady really, really hates his family.
I guess, man. He must.
This is Wolf Weather.
Like, he didn't need to work in the first place after getting married to Giselle.
Yeah,
and
like,
then now.
But the thing with him is, it's not hard. It's like he's playing. It's like you and me playing at Wascana Park. Okay,
I know.
I'll just whatever.
That's what's so frustrating.
NFL, man.
A roller coaster of a weekend with weather. 19 and sunny today, 31 and sunny tomorrow, and then 21 on Sunday. So, yeah. Definitely rise and fall, as my old broadcasting teacher would say. 1 degree right now.
Lately, it's been getting harder to get out of a warm bed in the morning. But knowing that you'll be listening to Chad and Ballsy should make you wake up nice and bright.
I mean, you know, it doesn't, but it should.
We'll keep working on it. Chad and Ballsy, weekday mornings on The Wolf.
That always brings a smile to my face, that cheesy song.
Yeah, it's nostalgia, man.
Well, the Saskatchewan Roughriders are, they're a little bit of trouble. They got a lot of injuries. They haven't looked too good the last two games. They got smoked by the Bombers, who are the best team in the league right now. I hate to say it, but it's true. Toronto comes to town. They're going to be good. Little sub-storyline here. Josh Haggerty comes back. He's a former Regina. Well, he's a Regina kid. Went to the U of S. Wasn't expected to make the team. Late draft pick. Made the team. And, yeah, he's playing. So he'll have a lot of friends and family in this crowd.
So who are the major injuries we've got?
Oh, God. We got,
like, I mean, Cody's game is gone.
Cody's starting, but his head, I think, is partially a bowl of soup.
Yeah,
it has to
right.
be. Gainey's back.
Gainey's back.
I think so. Yeah, we don't have Edom, and we don't have Marino, and Shaq, of course, is still out.
Yeah,
and then we have a long list of other guys that have been out for
O-line,
a long time.
Yeah,
the O-line, and Labatt.
Oh,
I mean, when you think about it, everybody's like, oh, Cody, man, he's not the same as he was. Not to get too football-y on you here,
he's got no protection.
Look at the O-line he had the last time we saw him.
Yeah.
We had Shepley, we had Bladick, we had Blake, we had Vaughn, we had Cofield, we had Labatt, and Coleman. Those are all offensive linemen we had before, and they're all gone. Mm-hmm. Every single one of them. So we're whatever. Here's the other thing. You're going to go to the game. We've said it a few times. We'll say it again. Get there early. They're opening the gates an extra hour, like 2 hours before,
right,
so they can check all your and dot all your I's and cross all your T's. Bring your card, bring your photo ID, and bring your patience.
Yeah, that's right. And you can also you can pre-screen for your vaccine pass, I guess, to get
today,
in.
Today, right?
Yeah, you could do that at the Mosaic Stadium at the ticket office. Mm-hmm. Check the hours. Go to the website and check the hours on that. I'm not totally sure.
I think
sure
it's
about
1 to 5 today, I saw. So, yeah.
It's till 5. Yeah, it's not right up till kickoff.
No.
And also, they do have if you're a vaccine short or whatever, they do have a vaccine clinic set up on the west side of the stadium. And that is right up till kickoff. And that vaccine will count for your entrance, I believe, too, if you're a vaccine short.
So, and here's the thing. You can think what you want, and you're entitled to think what you want, but it is what it is. And be patient, like I said, because it's not the person who's checking you. It's not their fault.
It's not. And there are going to be people that take it out on
you. Yeah, it's not their fault.
You know how people pregame drink and stuff? Like,
I'd absolutely hate to be any of those people.
Oh.
It's like customer service in the 10th degree.
Yeah, the world is so complicated now.
What do you got today? Riders, Argos.
I hate to say it, but I think it's going to be a tough road to hoe for the Riders. Chris Jones is back, too.
Yeah, so. Now, see, I don't know if he's back. Can he come back because of the court? He was in the States. Can he just come up?
Maybe.
I don't think he can be here for this game.
Right, yeah.
I mean, his influence will be felt. I'm sure he's talked to them. But, I think you're right, too. I think the Argos in a close
I know. Way. I hate to say it. It's just there's
wrong.
So many injuries. I hope I'm wrong, too. Yeah, and I hope you guys can shove this in my face on Monday.
Please use caution when listening to Chad and Ballsy in the morning. They might say something smart, causing you to think.
Who are we kidding?
Chad and Ballsy, weekday mornings on The Wolf.
So, Ozzy, the Prince of Darkness, was diagnosed with Parkinson's, what was that, a couple years ago?
Yeah, a couple years, yeah.
Luckily, they've got that kind of under control now, from what I understand. He's been going and getting treatments in Switzerland, things like that. COVID slowed that down a little bit for him, but he's okay, and he's bound and determined to get on stage. Here's how bound and determined he is. He's got a spinal and a back injury issue from a 2019 fall, and in order to really get on stage and do his thing, he needs to undergo surgery, so that's what he's doing. He's going under the knife here. to get a spinal surgery so he can get back on stage. He's 72.
Same reason why Tom Brady says he might play till 50. It's the only life they've known since they were whatever.
Yeah.
That's where they're in their element. That's when they're having fun. I remember telling my old ex-father-in-law, I said before he passed away, I said, why are you going to retire, man? You have an easy job.
Yeah.
You like it.
Right.
You're going to quit. It's a part-time job. You get to hang out with your buddy after you're done work, and you're going to quit for why? You're going to just be miserable.
Well, and that's the thing. If you're seeing Ozzy age now, you wait until he's taken off the stage.
I mean, he's not Ozzy Osbourne of 40. We all know that. So it's never going to be that
way. But he kind of is. He's not like that much worse off.
That's a good point.
He's sober now.
And some argue Tom Brady's better than he was when he was 28 because he's got that. He's been able to keep his body.
Yeah.
And he's now wiser.
Well, smart, yeah.
Yeah.
You get that, right?
Yeah.
And you're under pressure that many times and you're in that many Super Bowls.
I mean, if you're Ozzy Osbourne, you have the what we like to call entertainment equity. Like,
name alone.
Yeah, like you watch ZZ Top get on the stage.
Well, you watch the Rolling Stones. I mean, the Rolling Stones, they don't do the same show they used to do, but they sell out stadiums because they're the Rolling Stones. Ozzy Osbourne, too, Sharon has come out and said that, you know, there was always, Ozzy wasn't very nice to Sharon. Like, there are lots of physical things he did to her and things like that. But Sharon has come out now and said that she beat the blank out of Ozzy too.
Oh, I wouldn't like that's not one where I'd do a highlight video on how to run a marriage.
No. Well, but something's working, man.
It's a business, I think, right?
Maybe that might have that entertainment equity you were talking about. It's worth a lot.
They have a legacy like all the great duos of the past. Lewis and Clark, Batman and Robin, Milli Vanilli. Yeah, that last one doesn't exactly work, as only Chad lip syncs during the show. Chad and Ballsy on 104.9 The Wolf.
It is Friday. Maybe it's been a long week for you. Here's how to get out of a slump if you're kind of sluggish. And I've actually been reading a bit about some of this stuff because I have been. I've been kind of unmotivated lately. Supposed to drink some water because dehydration makes you tired, they say. I know you're a big water drinker. You drink quite a bit, actually. Have you found that helps you with energy?
No. I don't know. I don't think
so. Not unless you mix it with something?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't know why I do it. I do it more as a nervous tick now.
Go outside.
Yeah.
If you feel sluggish, go for a walk. Get outside for about 20 minutes. It's supposed to be nice here today and tomorrow.
Yeah.
Take a power nap. Mm. I do that. 20 to 45 minutes.
I do that. I in the afternoon, I lie down with the intention of it being 20 to 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And then I wake up 2 hours later.
Do you lie down with the kids? Do you time it with the kids?
Yeah, generally, but, it doesn't always work that way.
They say talk to someone if you're in a slump and you're, I find that too. I get on the phone in the afternoon
just
and talk to somebody.
The mental,
talk to somebody else.
Flow going sometimes.
I mean, you're not the guy to call.
No.
Hey, Chad.
Hey.
How's it going, man?
No.
Good.
No, if you want to talk to me like in person, fine.
Chad, I won $25 million. I'd like to give you $500,000.
Here's my account number.
Thanks, man. See ya.
Just transfer it.
See ya, And you're supposed to eat something. Now, the foods that are good for the brain to get you going? Broccoli?
Pizza,
broccoli?
Fries. Chicken fingers.
I like your list better because you wouldn't like mine. Broccoli, greens, lentils, eggs.
Jeez, it's like they want us to live longer or something.
Have you seen the world?
Yeah, I have seen the world, and I've been eating more chicken fingers than ever, because I want off.
Chad once had to explain to his very young son that it's perfectly normal to accidentally poop in your pants, but his son still makes fun of him anyway. Go figure. Chad and Ballsy on The Wolf.
Imagine you're at a friend's house, and they offer to open up a nice bottle of wine, and then uncork this. Okay, you can now buy rosé in wine bottles shaped like a guy's pecker.
Yeah, sure.
Now, they're not really intended for classy dinner parties, okay? Like, you bring out the baby duck for that, okay?
Yeah, right.
Some guy came up with the idea while talking to his buddies about how their wives had been to so many bachelorette parties with the old phallic straws and cups, okay? Yeah, so, that's their target market, okay? The brand name is kind of genius, though. The wine, shaped like a man's pecker, is called Just the Tipsy. That's a great, great.
That is good.
Whether it sounds juvenile and,
You can get them custom made too. I actually got one that's anatomically correct to my size. Oh. I got one for my wife for her birthday.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she's not going to get any more than half a glass out of it, but what can I say?
What's better than the Chad and Ballsy show? Lots of things, but thanks for listening anyway. Chad and Ballsy on The Wolf.
Crocs are huge right now. And I didn't know just how huge they were until I saw the numbers. So Crocs last year in the second quarter made $57 million, which is a lot of money.
Yep.
You say, hey, wow, that's crazy. During the same quarter this year, they made $640 million in sales. $640 million.
Is it because we're not leaving home and it's just we're lazier?
No, you know what it is? It's because Crocs are now in on the joke. It's because they understand what they're about, and they're actually kind of brilliant about it. They've got all of these huge celebrities on board, like Post Malone, Nicki Minaj, Pharrell, Justin Bieber, Questlove from Roots. Like, they've got all of these people that are lined up and take and really on board with the Crocs brand. And actually, the CEO of Crocs, they have a five-year plan laid out to make Crocs $5 billion.
Wow.
To make it a $5 billion company within 1 year. Like, that's insane to me that, like, you could go out, buy Crocs, and now they're an investment.
So do you think these people you just listed there,
yeah,
will wear them like on a red carpet event?
Already do.
Oh, do they?
Really? For
sure. Well, that's why then.
Yeah.
That's why. People are such lemmings.
Dude, I've seen people, I remember I was at an event where people were kind of dressed up a little bit, and I saw Crocs. Like I saw a girl, a lady in a dress with like custom-made Crocs for the event. And that's what you can do with them because they're not like insanely expensive, so you don't feel that bad like customizing them or whatever it is for a certain event. They're like this new fashion thing, and
I want to say this very delicately. I love my dad till the end of the earth. I respect my dad like no other. Like my dad, if people compare me to my dad, I'm like, that's a compliment, okay?
Right.
But also, I look at my dad and Ballsy, why do you go to the gym, or is it vanity? Well, a little bit. But here, my dad, I take him to the hospital every day to visit my mom.
Yeah.
He dresses nicely, but he's got these tanned Crocs on.
Yeah.
And I said, Dad, why? I bought you a nice pair of shoes from the store.
Yeah.
I know, but it's hard to bend over and put on my shoes. And right there, I said to myself, Michael, continue to work out. Look after your hips and knees, because I'm not bending over to put on Crocs.
What are you talking about? Your dad's not unhealthy. Your dad is a smart investor.
Wolf Management has told Chad and Ballsy to stop asking listeners to send money to them at the radio station. From now on, please send it directly to their homes. Chad and Ballsy on 104.9 The Wolf.
You know, restaurants, they'll have these eating challenges just to bring people in, or, you know, for social media stuff or whatever, right? Like, you can get, at Canadian Brew House, you can get the Rita Burger, right?
Yeah.
That's like, I know I think it's the Ice House in White City has the big burger
you can
try or whatever it is for a challenge. Mm. The latest one, I've been to a Rockin' Brews. I don't know if you've been to a Rockin' Brews.
No, never have.
But they're owned by Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley, I think, has a hand in them, too. They're all over North America, and they're actually like in Mexico. There was one in Cabo there, right? Anyway, they've teamed up with Alice Cooper now, and they've got the Poison Burger. So that's what the new one is called. So I think it's just really a giant burger, but it's loaded with his hot sauce on it.
Okay.
So this is what it says. This is from the Alice Cooper camp. It says, I dare you to finish a Poison Burger. It's a great cheeseburger, and it's my hot sauce on it, and I could barely get through half of it before reaching for the antidote. Unlike my guillotine, the Poison Burger doesn't pose any mortal danger, but it's not for the faint of heart. If this cheeseburger were around Salem in the 1600s, they would have burned the chefs as witches.
So does that make you want to eat it or not touch it? Like, are you trying to sell the burger or not? To me, that just turns me right off.
Kind of makes me want to eat it.
I know. It would.
Yeah. There's something about it. Like, I love spicy food, but I've never done one of the food challenges. Like, I've never
sat down. Well, you ate that chip.
Well, yeah. I mean,
the
packy chip is what it was, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That one was intense. Yeah, that one sucked.
So I guess if you could do that, you probably could handle this.
I don't know, though, because that was one chip and it was done. But to eat a whole burger like that?
So what's your tip on what? Because water isn't the antidote.
No, milk.
Milk is?
Milk.
Milk just settles everything down?
Milk is the only thing that
really?
Will...
Okay.
Yeah, and also, you have to realize this whenever you eat anything spicy, and this is especially when you get older, kids.
Yeah.
What goes in must come out.
Yeah, I don't like the fact that when I eat spicy food, my nose starts to run. Yeah, and then you get the...
nothing.
No, but then
my
you get the snot balls, and then you start digging in there, and it's just a...
nothing. That's nothing. I'm telling you. That one chip I had, the one hot chip challenge I had, the next day, like, I could be heard in the house.
Like groaning while you did
like,
it?
Like, not groaning, like screaming.
Chad and Ballsy are great at multitasking. They can waste time, be unproductive, and procrastinate all at once. Chad and Ballsy on 104.9 The Wolf.
Metallica is one of those bands that I think we're at the point now in their career where they can kind of do stuff for fun.
Yep.
And if I were a band, I would do these all the time, these secret shows. Metallica's done them before, but yesterday was really cool. They took to social media, and they just posted this on their social. It said, hey, gonna let you in on a little secret. We're playing tonight at the Independent in downtown San Francisco. Grab a $20 bill and get your ass to the box office right now. Proof of vax is required to get a wristband, and it's going to sell out fast. One ticket per person, cash only. So it's $20 to go see Metallica play in a private club with for 500 people. And
wow.
They are going out on tour right away again, so they're hitting up some festivals and things like that. It's probably been a while since they played a show. So I guess it's probably a warm-up gig. Right?
Something whatever. Like $20, have a beer and watch Metallica.
But it also goes to show that you should follow your favorite bands on social media.
Like, good point.
Make sure you do it, because sometimes they drop stuff like this where it's just out of nowhere. Like, I remember, for instance, the White Stripes.
Yep.
When they were still the White Stripes, they played in the middle of a bowling alley in Saskatoon, like in the middle of the bowling lanes one time. Without announcing it to anybody, they just set up their equipment in the middle of the bowling alley.
And whoever
like,
saw
in the
it,
middle of the lanes and played. Just the two of them.
Like, that's crazy.
Yeah. Just little things like that. Yeah. Or you'll see bands all the time show
I know,
up in little
at the,
small
at
clubs.
At the Labor Day Classic, this wasn't the same. Like, it's kind of a similar situation. Nobody big, but this band just rolls up. I think they're called Carbons, and the Carbons. And they just started playing for, like, our Wolf listeners that were there. Like, they just set up and started playing. Like, it's cool when impromptu shows happen, but that is cool, man.
Especially major bands like Metallica. They don't have to do it, but it's so smart because they know they're going to get 500 people jammed in this little club, and those 500 people are their most hardcore fans because it's in their hometown of San Francisco, and they're the people that will leave work in the middle of a work day to go down physically to a box office and get $20 cash, which not a lot of people carry cash on them anymore, so they probably had to stop at an ATM along the way to get it, and watch their show and go to an impromptu show that night, cancel all plans to be there.
Gets your creative juices going too as a musician.
Yeah.
Something cool. Something different.
For sure. And of course, it gets you pumped for an upcoming tour, seeing that many people excited to see you, things like that. It's, although it's not too often I've seen somebody go to a Metallica show and sit there with their arms crossed and go, okay, show me what you got, I guess. We'll see what these guys are about. They're no Megadeth, you know.
After being together for 10 years, Chad wondered to himself,
oh, did I make the right decision to stay with Ballsy for 10 years?
Chad, I can hear you.
What? How?
What? Ham! Such an ass.
Chad and Ballsy, weekday mornings on 104.9 The Wolf.
Today is a legendary day in rock and roll. It's actually the anniversary, the 30th anniversary, of the Use Your Illusion albums being released by Guns N' Roses. Now, if you're kids, if you're new to rock and roll, there used to be a time when these things were called CDs, tapes, came out. 1991, you had the option of both.
Yep.
And the double album was released on this day. So they had Use Your Illusion 1, which was the one that was like orange and red on the cover, and then Use Your Illusion 2 was the purple and blue. And kind of everybody kind of had their own favorite. Of the two, I was always a Use Your Illusion 2 guy. Use Your Illusion 1 was really good. I mean, it had Don't Cry on it. It had November Rain. I mean, it had the heavyweights on there. But to me, Use Your Illusion 2, I mean, that one had You Could Be Mine on
it. Great drum solo.
It had Knocking on Heaven's Door, Yesterday's. One of my favorite all-time songs, not just Guns N' Roses song, all-time, Civil War is one of my favorite songs ever. That is just the, like, to me, that's an epic song. It had Estranged on it. So, yeah, you can tell him he used Your Illusion 2 guy. But, and
sold
also
pretty
Get
quick
in the
too.
Ring.
Sold pretty quick, too.
Yeah, dude, the double albums sold 500,000 copies in the first 2 hours it was released. And they had a whole bunch of midnight releasings of it, too.
Yeah.
All the record stores opened at midnight so you could go buy it.
That's right, I remember that.
It was huge. Guns N' Roses, I think a lot of people forget, because of all the drama around Guns N' Roses, right? Like, it, with the whole Axl thing, and then he had his version of Guns N' Roses come out.
Yeah.
And the, you know, Chinese Democracy stuff. Everybody kind of looks back at them like almost like they're a joke.
Well, they were good.
But they weren't. Appetite for Destruction is one of the greatest albums of all time. And Use Your Illusion, again, came out in 1991. Now, this was a time when, like, grunge was starting to take over, too, right? So,
yeah,
like, rock music was changing. And really, Guns N' Roses were one of the only 80s bands to survive. Because once grunge came along, your Motley Crues, your Poisons, even, like, poor Warrant, who just came out around that time, they're like, hey, hair metal's a great thing.
It was the start of the end of Van Halen, too.
Right. So, I mean, of course, Van Halen. So,
yeah.
So but that's what it is. It's just, it was like they were this transition to grunge, right? I'm getting music nerdy, I know here, but Use Your Illusion 1 and 2.
What, 91 was unreal, because you had the Black Album in 91, too.
Black Album, you had Pearl Jam 10, you had Nirvana, Nevermind. I mean, you had some of
year.
The greatest, Red Hot Chili Peppers came out, too, with the name of the album's slipping. Is it, what, it wasn't Blood Sugar Sex Magic, was it? Maybe it was. Anyway, 1991, to me, like, you won't ever get a year like that again.
No.
Because now people don't release full albums, they release singles, and then they let it simmer for 6 months and go, maybe, do they want an album? Okay, we'll give them an album, but with like six songs
yeah.
on it. Whereas Guns N' Roses was like, no, we're going to release two albums on one day with like 25 tracks, and we're going to make one track over 10 minutes long called Coma.
Because we can.
And then we're going to release November Rain, and that one's like 8 minutes long. And guess what? Radio's going to play it, and they're going to play it a lot. So weird, right?
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.